Blackstone presents Lost Coast Literary by Ellie Alexander. This book is read by Megan Trout. For every reader who has found themselves transported to magical places through the pages of a book, and in the process, discovered who they were always meant to be. Chapter 1. Jane Eyre? Jane Austen. Eyre or Austen? I picked up the matte cerulean phone case with a slate gray silhouette of Jane Eyre on the front, her bustled skirts and narrowed waist filling the soft leather cover, along with what was arguably one of the most recognized quotes from Bronte's classic. There is no happiness like that of being loved by your fellow creatures. You can't go wrong with Bronte. But then again, my Emma phone case was more traditionally bookish, with its vintage watercolor design in romantic pink, blushing rose vines, pastel butterflies, and pretty ribbons in a filigree pattern gave the Emma phone case the upper hand. Plus, today, I was totally vibing on Austen. It had to be Austen. That's the one. Don't overthink it. I grabbed the case from the incurably tippy IKEA bookshelves my roommates and I had assembled while drinking not one, but three bottles of cheap layer cake red wine, because 24 pages of instructions translated from Swedish to build a basic bookshelf called for more than one bottle of wine. As I removed the case from the top shelf, the entire rickety structure came crashing down. My most beloved possessions, hardcover collections of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Anne of Green Gables, and both Bronte sisters thudded to the floor. Damn, I don't have time for this. I can't be late. Not today. I shoved the phone case, now with my phone in it, into my bag, ignoring the multiple missed calls and voicemails from my estranged uncle. At barely 400 square feet, my apartment couldn't accommodate so much as a dish towel out of place, but the butchered shelves would have to wait. Broke the shelves. We'll fix later. Sorry. I shut off a text to my roommates, grabbed a copy of the most recent book I'd been working on, a stack of reader's reports, and two prick-your-finger-sharp purple pencils, and stepped over the carnage. You can deal with that later. I reminded myself as I checked my appearance in the hallway mirror one last time. A single strand of my penny-colored hair had escaped from my ponytail. I tucked it in place and readjusted my olive glasses. I'd found the funky style at the California Antiquarian Book Fair. They were the perfect talisman for today. I locked the door and hurried to the elevator. Fortunately, in the 5 months...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?